We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell you what, it feels pretty darn good to be in Atlanta and be getting caught up in a little bit of Braves fever for the first time in a long time. Because back in the day, which was 20-some years ago, 25 years ago, when Braves fever first captured this town, I mean real Braves fever, there was some in the early 80s with Joe Torre as the manager. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and you at Bob Horner, Dale Murphy, and those teams. But it really caught fire in the early 90s, 91 into 92, and Braves fever was running rampant, and that was kind of the beginning of when Dion showed up and the chop and all that, and that great run that the Braves had of 15 straight division titles. But it's great to have it back. Even if it, whatever it tastes like right now, I just want to hold on to it as long as I can. But how long will we be able to hold on to it? Grant McCauley is our Braves and Major League expert, and he joins us after his news anchor duties to kind of fill us in on the blanks. Well, Grant, pretty darn good start, better than I could have imagined.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people, if you signed them up to be in first place at any point during the season, outside of the month of April, they would have been pleasantly surprised, if not, you know, over the moon in some cases, just based on what the last three seasons have been. But yeah, I mean, this is a club that's playing good baseball. Hitting-wise, his offense has carried this team, but the pitching is starting to show some signs. We saw one last night in New York with what Sean Newcomb was able to do. This could be a club that could put some things together. It is obviously early in the season, but you're no longer talking about, well, it's been a week, it's been a couple of weeks. Now you got a full month worth of games under your belt. You've played a pretty tough schedule with some from playoff teams from 2017. You've played a lot on the road, and you've done pretty well for yourself. So if you're the Braves, you got to be feeling pretty good about what you've accomplished over the first, what, month and a week of the season.
You know, when you talk about this month and a week, what do you attribute their most of their success to? Is it the defense that they're playing, or is it mostly the hitting?
I mean, I think the hitting certainly is what's going to, you know, lay the foundation for winning baseball games. I mean, you've got to be able to score runs. But they have taken a larger scale look and a bigger focus on what defensive shifts can do for them in the field. They're employing those at a much higher rate this year than they have been at any other time. And that's just having the analytical data that you have and the spray charts and everything else, getting that information in the hands of players. That's what Alex Anthopoulos explained way back in December when I first got to really sit down and talk to him for an extended period of time at the winter meetings. It was, you know, we're not going to be able to change the entire team overnight. We're not going to be able to make a turnover a 25-man roster, not that you need to turn over all of it, but you're not going to be able to change so many members of the personnel and just turn a team that's been struggling into a team that's going to automatically win 100 games. There are going to be incremental things you can do. And concentrating on defense, I think, is a huge deal. And then also the kind of hitting that they have, the kind of approach that they have at the plate, I think has led to their success because they're aggressive early in counts. They're swinging at quality pitches, and they're making quality contact. You put all those things together, good hitting, good defense, and the pitching staff starting to find more answers than the questions they've had in the early going. This is a club that I think is maybe starting to hit its stride.
You know, speaking of that, and you're talking about hitting, and they have had some time in hitting all season long. So is there now a pressing need to bring up Jose Bautista since they're hitting so well?
I think it can only help. That's the big thing that I look at with this, because a lot of folks have said, and I get a lot of this on Twitter, with the, well, what about Johan Camargo, and why is Ryan Flaherty starting? You know, it's fine. We've got those two guys. Why do you need a third guy? Look, the deal is this, and you should know this from watching the Braves the last couple of years. They have not had the full complement of a 25-man roster that was really built with the layers of depth that you need to be able to have the best possible team that you have that you can, you know, night in and night out. In other words, they've played with, you know, kind of a substandard bench, some guys that were maybe spare parts from other teams, some guys that were trying to cut their teeth in the big leagues and may or may not have caught on. Now you've got guys like Flaherty, who's a longtime veteran. Then you've got kind of the, you know, the young kid in Johan Camargo that showed what he could do last year. Then you possibly could bring in a guy that could make an impact power-wise on a team that coming into this year, other than Freddie Freeman, the only other hitter in the Braves lineup 1-8 that had hit 20 homers at any point in his career was Nick Markakis, and he hadn't done it in 10 years. So that's why I look at Jose Bautista and see a guy that hits 20 homers plus a year and think there's some value there. And if there's tread on the tire, find out. If there's not, change the tire. That's all you got to do.
Grant McCauley is our Braves Major League expert. Plus, just to add to that, if you think about it, really the only bat of note that's a right-handed pop is Acuña Jr. Outside of that.
Kurt Suzuki. Yeah, I mean, well, and that's surprising power.
Yeah, it is surprising power at that. That's what Bautista gives you, that right-handed bat. Because all the power seems to be from the left-hand side of the plate.
I just want to say I knew Acuña with his small frame that he had that kind of power. I just want to put
you
that
should.
Out there.
You should.
They said he was hitting batting practice into the like the upper deck yesterday.
It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, you watch this guy. It's what they call light tower power. He doesn't hit cheap home runs. I mean, it's not wall scrapers with him. It's not line drives right down to the corner, just inside the foul pole. I mean, I'd be happy if he hit a few of those too, but, I mean, he's going to hit home runs that are going to go a long way, and he may be doing it for a long time.
We have a poll up this morning on our Twitter, at 929 The Game. We're also talking about it with you on our Facebook. The poll question is, our Vision Computer poll question, with the first place start, what are your expectations for the season now? You can vote World Series, you can vote NL East Champs, you can vote Wild Card, and you can vote above 500. For the Atlanta Braves, and we'd love to have you converse with us. Drop us a line, too, and a comment. Without asking you, Grant, to vote on the poll, I do want to ask you.
To vote on the poll.
No. I want to ask you a question I mentioned earlier, which is I voted for, you know, my expectation could be NL East champions. 13 of their 18 wins have come against the Phillies, the Nats, and the Mets. Is this real?
I mean, the Braves have lost one series this season, and the series they lost was to the Nationals, who, by the way, have won four in a row and are starting to maybe find themselves a little bit after a slow start. But it was a series in which you run up against the buzzsaw that is Strasburg and Scherzer. That's what they're supposed to do, and that's what the Nationals are banking on them doing and what they have done the last couple of years. But, I mean, the Braves have handled business in the division, beaten up on the Phillies like they did not do last year. They've been beating up on the Mets as well, which is important because it's not just the head-to-head with the Nationals that's going to decide who wins the National League East. There's going to be a team every year, because there always is, that can't beat the Phillies. There's going to be another team that can't beat the Mets. There's going to be another team that can't beat the Marlins. It's just the way baseball works. That club can lose, you know, 95 games, but you go in there, and for whatever reason, you lose 12 out of the 18 games against them. It happened to the Braves last year with the Phillies. So handling business in the division, I look at them doing that. I look at them winning series. That's one thing that Bobby Cox always seemed to, you know, circle as far as, you know, if you're asking what the strategy is, win the series. That's what they're looking to do, going all the way back to 91, 92. And I'm working on an article for 929thegame.com that's kind of going from the angle of the youth kind of being served a bit in Atlanta and what has led to this start. And it led me to go back and look at the 1991 team and what they accomplished and how they accomplished it. They moved into first place for the first time in 91 in May. They didn't get back there again until August, though, and they dropped as low as fourth at one point. They only spent 25 days of that season in first place altogether. It was an absolute pennant race down to the wire, and they edged out the Dodgers, and obviously we know what happened after that. So it may not be one of those things where you move into first place and you just start setting up shop and that's where you're going to stay. You are going to have to fight. It is a long season, but there's a lot of fun and a lot of storylines that can come out of a season like that, and I think 1991 is a great example of that.
Graham McCulley joining us, talking a little bit of baseball as the Braves and Mets teed up, and the Braves can go for a sweep today. What's the one area of the Braves that has, and you can include the front office, Grant, from coming out of spring training, what's the one area that has impressed you as being far better than you expected it to be?
The offense, hands down. I mean, I don't even have to think about that, because the surprising thing about it was you got into the spring and you thought, well, you know what Freddie Freeman is. You kind of hope you know what you're going to get out of Ozzie Albies. You're excited about the possibility of Ronald Acuña. And then you started looking at some veteran bats and pieces that you put in place, and you just kind of, well, if they can replicate 2017, this club could score some runs. But, I mean, I talked to Tyler Flowers way back when Pitchers and Catchers reported, and he said, look, we're not fooling ourselves. We know we're not going to come in and hit 250 or 300 home runs. We're going to have to do a lot of things right to score runs. And what have they done? They've done a lot of things right. I mean, the way they're running the bases, and again, the approach, which goes back to credit, you know, Kevin Seitzer and Jose Castro, the Braves hitting coaches, they have got these guys early in the count looking for and selecting the right pitches. And, I mean, and it's a club that they don't strike out very much. They walk a ton. They do just about everything you can ask them to do, other than, you know, they're not leading the league in home runs. But I think you'll be pretty happy with leading the league in runs scored, regardless of how many home runs you hit.
I know you were a big fan of his, but were you surprised that at Soroka's poise that he showed when he got into a little bit of trouble
no,
the other night?
Not at all. And that's the big thing about it. When you look at the scouting report and going beyond just simply what a guy offers you physically, mentally, his game is so far and above what a 20-year-old pitcher normally has. I mean, and plenty of guys come up and, you know, they've got that fire, they've got that spark, they're competitive, but, you know, maybe the stage gets a little bit big and you have to deal with some of that. And, I mean, he's just a guy that seems to be able to compartmentalize the things that are out of his control and concentrate on what he can control. And what he can control is executing pitch after pitch. And that's what he looks to do. He looks to compete on every pitch. He doesn't take pitches off. He doesn't take innings off. He doesn't pitch to the score. Like, Mike Soroka is not going to change how he approaches a nothing-nothing game, leading 1-0, trailing 1-0, being up 7-0, or being down 5-0. He's going to be the same pitcher. And that kind of mental toughness and tenacity and competitiveness is his X factor. It's what makes him so good.
You know, it kind of occurs to me when the Braves are going to come home just for the weekend against the Giants and they're back out on the road, that we are now at a point where we can ask a legitimate question. What are you more excited about tomorrow night, on Friday night? Are you more excited if you're going to the ballpark to get the Ozzie Star Wars bobblehead or to see Ozzie hit a home run?
Well, I would hope it's the latter, but, I mean, you could have both. That's the possibility that you have this year.
It's a beautiful thing to have both. Yeah. Beautiful thing to be able to have.
Why not be greedy, John?
Okay. That's fair enough. Do you want to vote the poll?
No. Now you're getting way too greedy.
Well, you said be greedy.
But I encourage people to vote in the poll because it's some very interesting questions, and it's something that I think that a lot of folks, that, you know, when you come into the season, you always talk about, you know, it's a clean slate and hope springs eternal and all 30 teams want to get to the World Series, and then you realize only about 15 of them really have that shot to do it, and the Braves are now in that upper half. They may be in the haves rather than the have-nots, and that's where you got to start. It's all incremental. It's all steps. It is, again, I will say this and continue to say it, it's a long season.
All right, I know you can. Give me a name or two that we could actually see, besides Batista, that we could actually see. There's more. This train ain't stopping yet, is it?
No, it won't be stopping yet. But as far as the guys that could be coming up from the minor leagues and at some point this summer, I wouldn't be surprised if Colby Allard's on that list at some point. I don't know if Austin Riley's necessarily got that ETA for Atlanta other than perhaps sometime in September. But for the most part, I think the two guys that you really wanted to see this year that had not pitched or played in the major leagues as of yet were Ronald Acuña and Mike Soroka, and they have arrived. Now, Soroka, I hope he sticks around. It just kind of depends on the numbers game and the rotation. But we know Ronald Acuña is here to stay, and that's a pretty exciting thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.